Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Too old, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Get this going.
All right.
Yes, queen, yes! Are we ready?
We're recording.
Oh, we're recording? Yes.
Oh, here we are.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, coming to you live
Yay!
From Florida SuperCon. With me, I'm Stephanie, and I'm so nervous. And with me is Vanessa.
Hello.
And Christy.
Hello.
And we have an ultra special guest. I am shitting my pants, peeing myself.
Guys, that is way too much information for these people.
You don't understand.
For real.
I am like freaking the fuck out. Our special guest is from one of my favorite movies of all time. We came to meet him, and I just on a whim asked him if he would record with us. And he said yes. Never in my wildest dreams did he think he would say yes. He is Too Gay to Function, Daniel Francese from
Hello,
the movie.
Hello, everybody.
Yay!
Yay, Mamas and Merlot.
Thank
get it, get it,
so
get it.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for this delicious Merlot.
What are we drinking, Vanessa?
I took a picture because we can't bring the bottle in here.
We brought 13 bottles of water wine with us this weekend, and we're almost out of it.
Where did my picture go? There. We are drinking the Dreaming Tree Crush, and it's a California red wine.
Okay, cool.
So I'm thinking it's a
red
blend.
So Cali. Going back to Cali.
Yes. Going back to Cali. Is that where you're based out of?
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm from here in Fort Lauderdale. Though.
Are you? You're a local
Well, I was born
boy?
In Brooklyn, but I went to elementary, middle, and high here. So.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we like to support our local people, so welcome
Yo,
home.
What up?
What's up? Because we're down in Miami. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I am like so excited. 5 minutes? Cool. I'm so excited that you're here and that like I know that you were kind of a last minute addition to this sort of issue.
Yeah, I was actually at RuPaul's Drag Con and I met one of the other artists here.
Okay.
And he was like, you should do Fort Lauderdale SuperCon. And I was like, wait a minute, Fort Lauderdale, that's my hometown. When is it? And my sister's wedding's this weekend, so I was going to be here anyway. So I was like, hook it up. So here I am.
Awesome.
Yeah, I figured why not, you know?
That works.
Congratulations to your sister.
Thank you. It's going to be on a cruise, so I just wanted some more money for the casino, really.
Oh, my God. That's so awesome. Well, congrats to your sister.
Thank you. And some duty-free rum. So.
Yeah, for
yes,
sure. For
always.
Sure. So I want to get right into it.
Let's
do it. I said it for sure from the beginning. Like, Mean Girls like is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I'm going to ask you a lot of Mean Girls questions.
Thank you.
No
yeah,
problem.
No, like, Mean Girls was like for us.
Yeah, it was for us.
We graduated.
Like, girl, what you got? What you got?
High school in 2004. Like, it came out like at the prime of our high school.
My first day of summer vacation after senior year, I was at Blockbuster renting Mean Girls. Like, that was the...
I remember...
I'm sorry,
walking.
I'm a little young to know what Blockbuster is.
Okay, sure.
I remember, like, going to watch it in the movie theater with my boyfriend, who's now my husband. You saw him earlier with us. I remember, like, we went on a double date with our two best friends to, like, go see it.
Oh,
and I remember it, like... laughing hysterically. Like, it was, and like, you, your character Damien has like some of the most iconic lines.
You are so sweet. Thank you,
dude. We've been calling you Damien
all weekend.
Oh my god, you're so sweet and have such good taste.
We've been calling you Damien all weekend.
Like, we're gonna meet Damien, right? Okay.
Like, when are we gonna go meet Damien? When are we gonna go see Damien?
Well, now here I am. What do you want to know?
We have questions.
Spill it, girl.
So, Mean Girls has like one of the most iconic casts. Like, everybody that came out of there is like a superstar, and they were pretty famous from beforehand too. But like, and you got to work with Tina Fey,
right?
Like, she's incredible. What was it like to work with her?
She's incredible. She's exactly what you think she would be. She's very self-depreciating, making lots of jokes. It was her first acting role in a movie, so she was a little nervous, which is so like crazy to think about now that she's like a megastar. But obviously a brilliant writer, a great person, a terrific friend, and from what I've seen, wife and mom and everything else. So she's just a great lady, and I was very, very proud to be part of her first big movie.
Yeah. And your lines, like, hair so big is full of secrets, and like, how many of those things were written versus like ad libs? Like, how much freedom did you guys have?
The screenplay was brilliant.
Yeah.
The only thing that I improvised in the film was, I want my pink shirt back.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah,
I actually
asked the director, I was like, can I say, I want my pink shirt back, bitch? And he was like, I wouldn't say bitch, but just say it twice, like George
Costanza. Were you supposed to be out of the sunroof? Was that?
No, I was driving, so I just wanted to let you know. Okay. I was like, before I drive away, can I yell, I want my pink shirt back, bitch? And I like how what he did. He made me take the bitch part out, and it became a little funnier. So it was a great collaboration. That was just indicative of what it was like working on that set, that the director gave us a lot of freedom but also had a lot of input and a lot of great ideas. So that was, like, super fun.
Okay.
And then if you watch the deleted scenes, when we're watching the new plastics at the end of the movie walk up, and I made that joke, you know, the bad news is they didn't get run over. Good news is, bad news is they're still flat, you know? Like, that was something else I made up. And I just kind of made up jokes every take to try to keep Lindsay laughing. So.
Yeah.
And I also heard you had something to do with Glenn Coco.
Well, I mean, we had, you know,
Glenn Coco is like,
that's how it was. There was actually a person named Glenn Coco that Tina had known.
Oh, really?
And she thought the name was always a funny
name. Well, the plastics came from Amy Poehler, right?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not really sure.
Because I feel like I heard Tina say at some point on an interview that the plastics was the name of like the popular girls when Amy Poehler was in high school. So I feel like was like a collaborative thing that came from them.
Yeah, Tina and Amy had been in Second City together and had done the bus tour together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been friends for a very long time. So that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay.
Damien is the only character in the movie that's based off of someone real.
Okay.
Damien Holbrook is Tina's best friend from high school, and now he is a writer for TV Guide.
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah. That's so cool.
So between me, Gray Henson, who's the Damien on Broadway, and Damien Holbrook, we're the three Damiens. And we always, like, talk to each other on Twitter. So.
Oh, my God.
So you do know him, and you got to meet him.
Yes, I finally got to meet him at the TV Critics Association dinner 1 year. And it was just great. I was like, finally!
That's so cool.
I don't know what was going to happen. Maybe the sky would open up and purple glitter was going to fly out.
That is so cool.
But we all survived.
Have you seen the musical?
I did see the musical. The musical is its own thing, separate from the movie.
Right.
And that thing is fabulous.
I was going to ask you.
It was great,
Does it hold up?
I mean, he would have been happy if it sucked.
Really?
No, but just because it felt weird. Someone was making a musical of something that I helped create.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was great. It took it to another level. It's set in modern times, and I learned more about Damien than I thought I would ever learn, and it was just really great. And Gray Henson is fantastic, Tony nominated for the role,
right?
And totally swept it away.
I love it specifically because, and I think he was a little bit robbed for the Tonys specifically just because there's so many, like, Broadway in general is a mega for openly gay men, but that's an openly gay role,
right?
And there's not many of those, and I think that should have been so recognized.
Yeah, it's actually interesting because in 2004. You know, they weren't really ready for, like, that.
Right.
And then now they are.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting dynamic to see that, you know, to see a nice, flamboyant, fun gay character.
Where,
like,
Do You Belong is such
Broadway.
A great number for him.
I agree. But we should really talk more about me.
Yeah.
I'm playing.
So I know that you've got to go. So if we need to wrap up, it's
well,
fine.
We're editing, right? So if you want to pause?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's training on. Ready, go. And we're back. Thanks for holding.
And with a simple word from our Merlot.
So you're a stand-up comic now.
Yeah.
And how did you get into that?
You know, I came out in 2014 around the 10th anniversary of Mean Girls.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people assumed I was gay. Mm-hmm. But it's a little different than not saying that you are.
Right.
But I got a letter from someone that said, you know, when I was in 8th grade, I was beat up for being chubby. I was ridiculed for being a sissy. Mm-hmm. And then your movie came out. And when I went into 9th grade, on my first day, the popular senior girls came up to me and were like, "You're like Damien. Come sit with us." And he was like, "I know you drastically like changed my life and my high school career."
That was so sweet.
And it made me want to come out because it made me feel like it was an important time, you know, with marriage equality and all these other things that we were trying to fight for. So it really just like inspired me. And once I came out, I felt like I was free to be me. And I feel like when I was, I've always done comedy, but I've always played characters or done improvisation. And it felt like much more comfortable to be authentic and just talk about my life. So it was just really fun. So, so for 5 years, I've been doing stand up and it's just, I didn't realize it was there for me. I've been embraced all over the country at colleges and clubs and theaters. And now, you know, I'm going to Scotland and London. And, I mean, it's just, like, really starting to grow and flourish for me. And I'm very blessed and very happy because my gift and my favorite thing to do is to make people laugh. So it's a really fun opportunity to be able to do this all over.
That's amazing. That's such a great story. Oh.
Yeah. Do you, you made her feel. She doesn't feel.
I'm like
she has feelings.
The T-1000.
You're like a Martian.
We lovingly call her the T-1000.
It's true, they do.
Well, you're like almost tearing up then.
I was.
Yeah, so that was like a major achievement.
She only allows herself to cry.
For like very small, like specific circumstances.
Okay, I see.
And like today when I was doing your meet and greet and I had like the sweater
you,
on.
Like squeezed
when
one out?
When I had like the crowd of people sitting there taking pictures of me, when I had that crowd, like that, the crowd of people, like all my friends taking pictures of me, like when I have my friends telling me, like, we can pinpoint the moments of joy that we see on your face.
You're like, "Give me one moment in time."
Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
She's actually smiling.
I know.
She doesn't smile.
Oh my god, this is crazy.
This is so many firsts.
I thought they opened to Skylight. I was like, I'm glad you're explaining what's happening.
So we did say that you have, that's an amazing moment that you had with somebody and they connected with your character and stuff like that. Did you, and this is, I'm sure you've gotten this before, when you guys were making Mean Girls, did you think that you would become this character that would touch so many people in this way?
I didn't, but I was very excited. Even though I was scared to play gay roles, I was very excited when I read the part that he wasn't made fun of for being gay or being chubby. And I knew that that would be impactful. Mm-hmm. Because I hadn't seen that anywhere. And at 16 years old, I didn't have any
you
kind
were 16 of... Or you
were, no, I was 26. But the character is 16. And I'm just saying, like, I just never saw a role like that. That, you know, somebody could just exist and have an arc and, like, be fine in a movie without being ridiculed for being who they were. They could just ultimately be whoever they wanted to be. And I thought that that really was, like, forward-moving and pushed the envelope of where we were trying to go with the LGBTQ movement. And it just felt really right. So I took that leap of faith, even though I was still very scared and trepidatious to do so. Just because, and it's a credit to Tina's writing, you know, and Mark's direction about how gentle and we handled the role of Damien.
Right.
And I thought it was really great.
And how is it for you 14 years later that this movie is still, like, crazy?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's totally relevant. I think, like, I'm very proud of that. I think that's awesome. It's definitely a pillar in my career. Like, mm-hmm. it'll never go away. Like, I choose to embrace it as opposed to try to, like, walk away from it because the fans love it. And I love fans. I grew up a fanboy. I used to write letters to famous people.
Famous people you used to write letters to and look up to?
Well, it's actually really funny. So when I was in second grade, my teacher had this assignment where everyone had to write to a famous person, and she had all these addresses or whatever, and I missed that day. I was out, mm-hmm. like, of all people, right? So then, like, I was there the day that, like, randomly people started getting letters back from famous people. They're like, well, remember that day? I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, someone got a picture from, like, Sylvester Stallone. I'm like, what? Like, I started getting, like, all aggravated because the people who were getting pictures, like, weren't even people that, like, in my opinion, cared about acting or, like I did. You know, it's second grade, but I was like, what? You know, I was like, or fourth maybe. I don't know. I was really pissed. Anyway, I asked her, like, where did you get these addresses from? Like, I'd like to write a letter. And she's like, oh, I have this book called The Address Book by Michael Levine. And I was like, I'm going to get that book, right? But we didn't have, like, Amazon. And and it wasn't, like, necessarily in Barnes & Noble or whatever. So I was at the library, and I just happened one day. You know how they have, like, Friends of the Library book sale, and they sell, like, library. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So they had, like, this, like, book sale, and it was, like, 50-cent books, and there were two copies of The Address Book. Oh, wow. So I was like, oh, can you imagine?
Well, this is a book with, like, celebrity addresses.
It just was a book with celebrity addresses. It's not their homes. It was, like, their agents. But, like, still, it was, like, I was like, what?
That's kind of scary.
I know. So I went and I bought both copies.
I am the only one that's going to steal
for
this,
like,
information.
50 cents a piece or something. And then I started writing. I started circling everyone in it that I admired. Mm-hmm. And that's when I found out that so many celebrities I liked were already dead. Yes, I started getting letters back, like, deceased. And I was like, what? But Carol Burnett wrote me back.
No.
Bette Midler wrote me back. Whoopi Goldberg wrote me back. Oprah wrote me back.
That's
you
awesome.
Got a letter from Oprah?
Yeah, Ed Asner, because at the time, Mary Tyler Moore was on Nick at Night. who else? I don't know. Just a ton of people wrote me back. And I had those pictures framed in my room all the way up through college.
That's
and
awesome.
Then when I finally decided to truly pursue acting and get the hell out and, like, move, and I had to go, I gave them away because I was like, I can't, like, travel across the country in, like, my Nissan Sentra with, like, you know, a bunch of, like, pictures of, like, Oprah and Bette Midler. I had to let some things go.
Oh my That's God! Awesome. I can. I'm still a little bit concerned with this book of celebrity, like, information out there. It's like a map to the stars home kind of deal. It's like,
yeah, it was actually less scary about than that. It was more just like their publicists' addresses and their agents. You know, it was like, you know, I guess the person said, "How do we write to you?" And
right.
It was back before. Like, now, there's no such thing as fan mail. I get very little actual fan mail now.
Well, because it's social media.
I get tons of DMs,
right?
And I get emails and. I actually get fan art at cons, so that's, like, a big thing for me.
Aww.
I actually, you can see this on my Instagram, but because it's a podcast and you can't.
I have one.
Right.
You gave me
but
one.
This was,
and I'm super
this
excited
was,
about
this
it.
Was created specifically to give as a gift to people who either dress like me at cons or bring me a piece of fan art. So I created a piece of fan art.
I saw someone that cosplayed as Damien today.
Yeah, and they got one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was just a way because I get all this amazing art and then I would be like, what do I give you back? Like a t-shirt? You know? So I made something a little more special, a little more elevated for certain special people like you who are, like, super fans. So I wanted to make sure that I had something.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
so it was really fun.
That's really sweet.
You haven't seen my comedy yet, but my whole comedy is like, that's amazing. My show's called Yes, You're Amazing, and I make fun of people who say amazing all the time. Like, so every time you say amazing, like, a buzzer goes off in my head.
You're in Fort Lauderdale. You're, like, two steps away from Miami. This is what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this space bar. What's that say?
We can turn on the Miami girl accent if you really want us to.
Pero, like, try me.
Like, I can really do it if you really want me to.
Did I stutter?
Everything is super.
Everything is super.
Okay.
It's super hot in here, and I'm, like, dying.
No, like, the walk was, like, a little bit too hot.
I have walked to,
like,
the hotel, like,
like,
500 times today.
I'm going to be talking like this for the rest of the day. But, like, you don't understand.
I hate that shit. I try
But, like, you
so
don't
hard.
Understand. I blame you for this.
Like,
I blame
every person I know talks like that, and I try so hard.
But, Stephanie, I love you.
We try so hard. Like, our entire upbringing has been, like, to avoid that accent. That.
Bullshit, because all you do is say, I'm easy. I am not buying it.
So, when are we coming to see your show?
Well, I mean, I don't know when this airs, but on
next week.
Next week. Yeah, it'll come on next week.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Tonight, July 18th, tonight is my show at ArtServe. I'm headlining the Pride Comedy Festival in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh!
So that'll be my first...
Amazing! That's so amazing.
That'll be my first time doing stand-up in Fort Lauderdale, which I'm very excited about in my hometown.
So is everybody, like, going?
Yeah, it's going to be packed. And then as far as Florida goes, I will be in Orlando and Tampa Improv the few days before Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool.
So that's, like, the next big Florida date.
We do have listeners all over the U.S.
Well, you can go to whatsupdanny.com or you can go to danielfranzese.com. It goes to the same website, spoiler alert. But you can go to either one of those and you can see my calendar and find out where I am going to be performing next.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Thank you so much for doing this.
Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
Super, like, this is the best.
No. Just walk so fast to get
here. Oh my God, get out of here. No, really, get out of here. I gotta go home.
Thank you. No, for real. Thank you. This has been the coolest shit that
Thank
we've
you.
Ever done.
Highlight of the day.
This has been the best thing.
And we hugged Mike Coulter. So this is
we hugged Mike Coulter. He is delicious.
You just took above that.
All right,
so.
I'll take it.
Thank you so much,
Thanks
guys.
For having
Danny,
me.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me everywhere at What's Up Danny on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Tumblr, Christian Mingle, Venmo, FarmersOnly.com, and JJ. What's up, Danny?
Vanessa, you want to sign us off?
Yes. So you can find us all of our social media, Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, and then at gmail.com if you want to send us wine recommendations. And thank you so much.
I'm just saying it should have been Mamas on Merlot because then it would be Mom. But you guys missed that opportunity. Yeah, your ma'am?
Yeah, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am. Please come down.
Well,
I want to speak to your manager.
Well, the one time that I was like, yeah, I fit in with college students, the guy behind the register was like, are you having a nice day, ma'am? And I'm like, fuck you. So.
I know we're done, but.
It's okay. No,
I used to have a friend who would. She'd wear a wig, like a salt and pepper wig, and glasses, and her mom's work clothes, and buy us liquor. She would, like, buy us liquor. She would dress up like her mom and buy us liquor.
That's so perfect.
No, that's better than just, like, trying to pretend that, like, you're, like, taller to, like, be like...
Yeah, she was, like, a legend. Her mom's ugly-ass work blouses are really to be commended. Well, you guys, thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being here.
And
can I ask you to sign us out one way?
How?
Can you say the line?
What line?
Which one?
I don't want that person sitting there.
What line?
Not sit with us. Sorry.
No.
What?
No, he doesn't sit with us.
No. Can you please tell us that she doesn't even go here?
You clearly do not even go here. Now gets the step and kick rocks then Coco. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.